Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to join the show, you're more than welcome to 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Mark,
and Conan.
And that was definitely right on cue.
I was ready.
You were. And we've been talking about the Zoomers in China, whatever they're calling them, the iGen, as Conan calls them, the 20-year-olds and younger, who have been shackled with this 9 to 9, 12 hours a day work day, 6 days a week.
Well, no, they've only maybe gotten a couple of a small taste of this lifestyle, and
well,
maybe
they've seen their parents.
Exactly. And that's where I'm going with that. These kids are straight out of college or straight out of high school, and they Ivy League schools in some instances. And they go out and they work at their job for 4 months, and it's like, you know what? I don't want any part of this. This isn't life. This isn't living. This is horrible. Now, one thing to keep in mind, pretty much every kid that is covered in this article, they have one thing in common. They're 20-somethings, but they also have one other very important thing in common.
What's that?
They have money.
Okay, sure.
Or their families have money,
yeah.
Because there is no way anyone could do this unless their mom and dad were sending a little salary their way.
So I have a friend, a good friend, who got his electrical engineering degree from University of Illinois. And you have to know a little something about electrical engineering to know the University of Illinois is basically one of the premier schools that you could get an electrical engineering degree from. So, you know, what you have is the smartest of the smart, as it were, in that area. He worked for a few years as an electrical engineer, and at some point in that time frame, he's like, I don't need this kind of money. I'm giving the money away to charities and friends that need it and things like that. This isn't what I need for my life. And he basically stocked his 401k to the point that he felt like he needed it. He put some money into some other forms of savings and that kind of thing. Quit his job and became a hiker, a sponsored hiker. And so, I mean, you know,
and you could do that in this country,
right? Well,
at the moment,
being a sponsored hiker just means that you get some free equipment sometimes. And
so basically he's living off 401k savings and a little bit.
He's not living off of
sponsored.
Yeah, basically anything. He gets a, you know, small stipend from small. This guy doesn't eat meat. He eats rice and beans basically every meal. Rice and beans costs almost nothing. He does a work exchange as far as where he lives. So,
and he's happy.
Yeah. And basically he has no expenses. If this guy spends $100 a week, I'd be stunned. In any week, he flies to Italy every year to do the olive harvest and lives there. Lives for free while he's there, but he has to pay for the plane trip, and so that's his big expenditure for the year.
Well, I think for a lot of for the Chinese culture in general, I think that there is joy in ensuring that your family is going to have things, material wealth, and have a material future.
But that's not limited to just China. I mean, even Americans want that. Everyone wants to make their family better, to create a better life for their children than for themselves.
I'm not so sure about that. I think we are very me. Type of culture where we live for ourselves. You know, it's my Facebook account. It's my picture of me and the food that I just ate, the meal that I just ate. And, you know, the kids and the wife and the family, they're kind of, and the dog and the cat, you know, they're important to me, but, But it's all about me in the
long
run.
That's what I would expect on your Facebook account, but would it, your wife's Facebook account wouldn't be like that.
It'd be all about her.
No, it would be all about her kids.
Yes. Okay, so I've got a 13-year-old, and what I want for him is to be prepared for life, not to have life prepared for him. And so I wouldn't want to, you know, I'm not intending to pay for anything for him. Good luck. You know how I got experience? Bad decisions.
Sure.
Most human beings don't learn.
I learn that. I tell him over and over again.
By mistakes.
Jack, you know how you get good decisions? And he says, experience. And I say, you know how you get experience? He says, bad decisions. And then he goes on and he does whatever the hell he was thinking about doing before. And it comes up and smacks him in the face like a rake or whatever.
I think where I'm going with this is that we don't actually, we don't love our families. I absolutely love my family. But I'm more on Mark's side of the equation where it's, no one's going to learn unless they make mistakes. And here, I'm pushing you out of the nest. Go to it. In China, it's completely different where you have a very, very close family culture. And a lot of times they're all living in the same house with each other. And
yeah, I don't know a great deal, but I'm, you know, a good friend of mine in Saipan, he said his dad made him sleep on plywood when he was growing up in order to create character. And I'm not sure how sleeping on plywood creates character, but he was of the opinion that it worked, you know, kind of like the pro spankers, like, I got hit and I'm fine.
Sure.
But his contention is that his sister is coddled, but you know that his dad knew from the start that the sister wasn't going to amount to nearly as much or whatever, and that you know he's the success he is today because of the plywood bed.
Well, the Chinese that I have met in the past, which aren't a lot, but I know I've been to more than one China buffet where you've got the whole family working there.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
They're all in the – the greeter is the daughter.
Yep.
You've got the mom who's
excellent.
The cook. And you've got the kids and maybe one of the cousins who's out there bustling and hustling. This is my experience where you have these really close-knit family groups. And they all – it's like we were talking about the Chinese companies. They keep it in the family. All that money stays in the family. And you're – we decided that Joe here is going to be, he's the smart one. So we're all accumulating our money and we're sending him to college to get that doctorate. And then he's going to be taking care of old mom and old dad in later years.
And that's a
American
approach.
Americans don't do that anymore.
No, thank God. The individualist approach of I'm going to take care of me because my interests are best served if I look out for myself, just like Mark's interests are best served if he looks out for himself. It's not in my best interest to look out for my father or my sister or whatever. Isn't it their best interest to look out for themselves?
Some parents actually spent 20 years of their lives taking care of your butt, and you would kind of think at least the last couple of years of your parents' life that you would be taking care of them, and they're
it's getting longer and longer.
Senility.
Well, I'd say that Social Security was designed. If it was not designed, it certainly should have been to destroy the family to some extent. So,
I agree, and that's where I'm going with this, by the way.
In a world where Social Security exists, you can be an a-hole to your kids because, you know, who cares? They don't have to take care of you. You'll have enough to buy dog food and live in a trailer at the very least until, you know, it comes to the very end where you can't take care of yourself, at which point you go to a government-sponsored nursing home, and then your Social Security is taken from you for the purposes of making that work. And that is just one of the myriad of ways that the United States government has destroyed the family, because you can afford, an American can afford to be a big enough jerk to their kids that their kids don't want to take care of them. Now,
sure.
I don't know what it's like elsewhere.
And it would be better for the parents to look out for themselves and say, hey, I don't want to live in this assisted living facility on dog food or in a trailer on dog food. My interests are best served if I make my kids happy, if I make them want to take care of me in my old age.
Oh, yeah.
So it all comes back to that self-centeredness again, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We're all looking out for number one, and number one is always me. I don't think the Asian approach of putting the family unit first is necessarily the best way to have a strong and productive society.
Well, my mother's first before me, and I think that that makes me look good in the eyes of other people, so that that's beneficial to me.
Also true. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. You're welcome to chime in. 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. And pretty soon I hope to be back in the LRN studio over there at Ian's place. There were awesome developments today. For those who haven't been keeping track, things have been rough the last few months. The federal government came after Free Talk Live, as well as several of its hosts and co-hosts, and I mean, in an extensive operation involving the U.S. Postal Service, the FBI, the U.S. Treasury Department, the IRS, it was massive. You can find out more about it at thecrypto6.com, but it's the reason that we're sitting here doing the show tonight instead of sitting in the place that has been the Free Talk Live studio for like the last 15 years. So visit thecrypto6.com if you want to learn more about it. It's all about cryptocurrency, as you would expect a show that's been promoting Bitcoin since 2010 to have a federal case against them about. It is about cryptocurrency in general. Check it out, thecrypto6.com, to learn more. There's also a way to donate to the Legal Defense Funds if you're interested. But by far the best way you can help the Crypto Six is just by showing your support. I mean, we're battling the state here, the federal government. This isn't small. It's huge, and it helps to know that we have people backing us. So check it out, thecrypto6.com. Now, we're talking about the differences between Chinese and American cultures. I don't know how different. I mean, I know Americans who work significantly more hours than the 72 that you get from working, you know, 6 days of 12 hours, especially during the winter. One of the state reps here, Matt Santanastasso, he delivers oil during the winters, and he regularly puts in 100-hour weeks. Mm. And to me, that's insane. You know, I'm looking at 60, 70 hours a week going, no, I'm done.
Yeah, but that isn't the norm. There's only a small population in America, in the U.S., that operate on that level. Most people don't work like that. Even look here in New England. Everything's closed at 5:36 p.m.
See, I assume
they don't open till 9.
Without doing the math, I thought 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. God, that sounds horrifying. But that's only 72 hours a week. I mean, which sounds like a lot, sure. But I was putting in, you know, 12 hours shy of that 5 months ago and not really complaining about it. So I think Americans, on the whole, probably work a lot more than we think they do. And I don't think there's that big of a quantitative difference between 60 hours a week and 72 hours.
And of course they spend hours of their day using the bathroom and having a lunch break and going to get coffee and talking at the water cooler.
Well, you're presuming that nine to nine, 6 days a week schedule doesn't include things like that. I don't know. I mean, I can say that China. For one, there's a benefit to the political class if I am scared of China because it's productivity.
Sure.
Now, I will say this. I am scared of China because of its productivity.
I am as well.
I've said this many times on the air, and I'll say it one more time. China graduated last year 10 times as many engineers as the United States
did. Why does this scare you? I don't consider the Chinese to be my enemy.
Because of their government.
Do they?
Because they're communists.
I'm not talking about the Chinese people. The Chinese people aren't going to do anything to you and me. But the Chinese military is very likely to be put up against the United States. And I can tell you the Chinese government wants to be number one in the world. And they have a plan for that, especially in their region. And they're going to go head-to-head against the United States government over things. And it's not to say that I think the United States government is great. It's just to say that I believe the Chinese government worse, right? The United States government not currently selling people's organs.
That we know of.
That is a fair point.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phones.
Baby parts, maybe, Planned Parenthood.
We've got Cher calling from Texarkana, Arkansas. Sorry about that. Listening on KTFS. Cher, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? I was listening to the discussion, and I definitely agree with the American way. I come from a family, like I said, I'm from Arkansas, and we do work together as a family, but in a different kind of dynamic. And the American way to me is the best way, based on the fact that I have had Asian friends, Chinese And there is a lot of insecurities. We're talking about the productivity, and that's great. But we're also not talking about the internal struggles that come across from cousin such and such being the one that gets to go to college and everybody pays for it.
Yep.
While the other person's stuck working in the restaurant. There's some psychological part to that that's just as relevant as productivity. And to me, it's more important how you're making people in your family feel. You know, you're making people, you're setting people, certain people up as they're the successful ones, and you're telling them that because they're smart or whatever.
Yeah, that's the communist way, by the way.
Yes,
put people in their places.
And I don't like that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Cher.
Yes,
I would not want to be the family member.
No, and I heard you saying that, and I was just like, yeah, he's completely right. That's why I called in. And you said something about, I don't think my parents need to leave that responsibility in my hands to be the one taking care of them. And I agree with that wholeheartedly, because I should be allowed to make mistakes. I should be allowed to maybe just want to slack for a little bit, and I don't need a whole bunch of people waiting on me to, you know, produce for them. And I'm going to be successful on my own if, in fact, I'm going to be successful. And that's pretty much how my family, like, they pushed us and taught us all that we could do stuff, all five of their kids. And my husband's a farmer. I mean, not my husband. My dad's a farmer in rural Arkansas. He owns over 600 acres. He tried to teach us all to be farmers like him. Only one of the kids wanted to do that, and the rest of us are successful in other entrepreneurships on our own.
Yeah, I think that people, you know, that's the American way, is to want to do something different. I don't think my child has any interest in learning the family business, as it were.
He doesn't want to be man-witched too?
As easy as it,
right.
As easy as it is, mind you, to make a living doing what I do. Just, you know,
exactly.
Dad looks boring compared to those guys that play Minecraft
exactly.
for a living. And
exactly.
That, I guess the one thing comes to mind is that certainly there are families, and there, you know, my family may have been one of them at one point, where you would have to make a decision between, you know, kids. Now, I only have one child, but if you say have enough money to send one kid to college and not the other one, how do you handle that? Do you pay for half of both of them to go to school, even though you know that, you know, Charlie's the smart one and Donnie's a loser?
Or don't pay for either.
Well, let me ask a follow-up question. If you know, or if you have reason to believe you're not going to be able to pay to give your kids equal treatment, why would you have multiple kids?
Exactly.
Look, you don't know what's going to happen at 18 years old.
Don't have children at 18 years old.
No, I mean, when the kid hits 18, you don't know how much money you're going to have for college.
Well, since we're talking about planning everything else, then you should be planning, since you're planning for, if you're later on planning for the smart kid to be the one that goes, because you're making that kind of observation, observe yourself and say maybe you're not going to be ready to have two kids since you can only pay for one. That's an observation, too, that I like that you made. Absolutely.
I got to say, when my wife and I decided to have a kid, we were looking at the finances of it, and a kid early on isn't terribly expensive. They say that a kid will cost you $250,000, but a lot of that is college and designer clothes. You can get away with a kid for a lot less, but college, yes, very expensive.
College is a scam. You don't need it.
Cher, thank you so much for the thought-provoking conversation tonight.
Thank you.
I tend to, you know, I got to agree with her. It's just better to not have the kids.
No, come on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. Senator Capito tells Fox News about their points of disagreement.
Basically, what he asked us to do the first time we met with him, which was $1 trillion over 8 years, including baseline spending, and that it wouldn't include a tax increase. And that was our red line, not his. And the last offer that I got from the president had 4 tax increases in it, and it also was much closer in numbers than what the White House is putting out right now.
The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. This is USA Radio News. President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week as he wraps up his first overseas trip. Biden is expected to bring up a recent wave of cyber attacks in the U.S. that have been traced back to criminals operating in Russia. Some critics have called the face-to-face meeting premature, but Senator Chris Coons disagrees. The Connecticut Democrat tells MSNBC that there is no better time to push back against the Russians.
There is no better time for him to meet one-on-one with Vladimir Putin and confront him about his destabilizing actions, his aggression against the entire West, than just following on the heels of what I believe will be successive constructive meetings with the UK, with the EU, with NATO leadership. I think there's no better time for President Biden to make it clear in person to President Putin exactly what he intends to do to push back on Russian aggression.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Mark, and Conan. And I know we've been talking about millennials and stuff, but Conan, you've mentioned it at least twice tonight. Superhero movies. I want to shift the subject entirely to that.
Okay.
Not on the air. He mentioned it off the air times. Which indicated to me that he has something fascinating about them that he wants to talk about.
I have ideas. And like Mark, I watch superhero movies, like a lot of people.
Yeah, we're basically very kindred in the sense that, you knew who, obviously you know who Frazetta was. I knew who Frazetta was when...
Well, I have to know who Frazetta is because that's my namesake right there.
Who the hell is Frazetta?
Frank Frazetta was the one, basically in the 70s, was the one who brought Conan the Barbarian to our culture.
Right.
Before that, it was just pulp fantasy.
Right.
No one knew about it. It came back every 10 years or so. Frank Frazetta brought it.
You could go ahead and look up who Frazetta is, but basically imagine fine art brought to comics. Now, Frazetta would be contracted to do maybe 3 covers a year.
Yeah.
And
they're exceptional.
Right.
And by the way, he was always classified as an illustrator by the fine artists out there, and I think even now he still might be considered an illustrator. But I think some artists are coming around saying, you know what, that's good craft, and It's also good art.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't follow his career the way, say, I followed Jack Kirby's or something like that. But, you know, Frank Frazetta, to me, is a guy that knew how to paint and make it consumable for a mass audience. So if you have Conan the Barbarian with, you know, the curved horned helmet with a giant broadsword.
He's cutting someone in half.
Rippling with muscles with a gorgeous woman in a little bit of a chainmail bikini.
With a big old butt. You like right. Big butts in a throat.
Presenta like big butts. And
you cannot lie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just take a moment and go on a search engine and look up Frank Frazetta.
Hundreds of fine work.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. And your parents decided to name you Conan after this artist's work.
Correct.
But Conan's your real name.
It was, and I was named before the movie ever came out. So I was named after the character.
Yeah.
who was actually conceived in the 30s.
Yeah,
so it's been around for quite some
time. Edgar Rice Burroughs,
right? Edgar Rice Burroughs, correct. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's Tarzan and John Carter.
John Carter of Mars.
Conan is Howard.
Okay, I'm not familiar. Go ahead.
Anyways,
let me pause you there. We've actually got a caller. Oh. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Excellent.
What's on your mind tonight?
So I just moved to New Hampshire today. It's my first day here. I'm loving it so far. I visited it a couple of times so far. I'm just really optimistic about, you know, the Free State Project and the successes that have been gotten so far. And I'm excited to see even more people continuing to move over for more freedom.
Well, welcome to New Hampshire. Which part of New Hampshire did you move to?
So I'm going to be living in around the Concord area because I'm going to be going to law school next year. I want to live here for 1 year so that I can qualify for in-state tuition.
There's a lot of politicos over there. You're going to be running for office and or getting into any type of a government situation where you could change some laws for us?
That's the hope. I'm currently staying with a friend that's actually a state rep and moved here from California just like me, you know, as a part of the Free State Project. So that's the eventual goal. But, you know, want to get through law school first and, you know, buy a property and get more situated and things like that, of course.
Yeah, lots of people are moving from California, New York, and these places, these big government places right now. I think New Hampshire is an excellent choice if you can handle the weather. You know, as a California kid, you're going to have to get used to some harsh winters, but they're not the harshest of winters.
I think this summer has been a harsher summer than any of the winters that I've been in New Hampshire because it's not even summer yet. And it hit 93 degrees today here.
Right. It's hotter today than it is in Florida. But Florida is hot from June through October.
8 months out of the year, it's hot.
Yeah.
Air-conditioned weather, 8 months out of the year.
The thing I'm more worried about with New Hampshire is actually the ticks. So, like, that was something that I didn't really foresee. But it's been, like, you know, they have a tick jar at the place that I'm staying, and it literally has, like, it seems like 50 ticks in the jar, and they don't even put them all in there. So that's the
tick
kind
is,
of thing that freaks me more.
Wait. Yeah. What is this? Is this a tick trap?
No.
No.
What is a tick jar?
They take the ticks off of their body, and they put them into this jar that has a little bit of alcohol in the bottom. That way it like, certainly kills them instead of, like, trying to squish them, which can
sounds
be kind
like
of hard.
Sounds like a trophy.
It's faster. Plus, sometimes they collect these tick jars with the intention of finding out, okay, what ticks are out there. And what's supposed to be a particularly bad year this year. But, yeah, it's true. Ticks are, you know, not great in New Hampshire. It's a real problem. And they carry Lyme disease, but that's basically spread across the entire United States at this point.
It's bad in New England.
And yeah, I'll say this about coming from Florida.
Considering it originated with
New York.
The U.S. government
yes.
experiments off
if,
of New
if you
York.
Look, if you look at Lyme disease, if you look at the map, there's a bullseye, and it irradiates from a certain particular
Lyme.
Place.
but
when I was in Florida, I didn't even hike, and that's why I never experienced ticks. Now I do because the weather's nice and the terrain's nice.
The gun laws make it incredibly worth it here, though. That was definitely my top priority as a Californian, And I'll take being able to like open carry and being allowed to have 30 round mags and like all of these things that like you probably take for granted here, like any day over just having to take a tick off me every once in a while. It's like not even like a big trade off.
No, actually, as a convicted felon, I don't take it for granted. New Hampshire has some of the worst weapons possession laws for felons in the United States. So for me, that's not a freedom. But if you just care about guns, there's lots of states that have open carry and constitutional carry and these sorts of things. Nonetheless, you're certainly welcome. And, all the other things are great, too.
Well, welcome to New Hampshire, Stefan. Keep us posted. Oh, hold on. I didn't mean to actually do that yet. Are you going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year? Or
yes,
Forkfest?
I'll be at all of Forkfest and all of Forkfest.
Okay, awesome. I will see you there then. And
Look us up.
I imagine Mark will be there at least for part of it as well. Yeah. So, come on up. Check it out. Well, check out the festival.
Maybe the kid will be a lawyer, become a legislator, and fix the crappy gun laws, crappy weapons laws for convicts. And
well, there are many crappy laws that need to be addressed.
It's a project, and so far it's been wildly successful, but I do think that new technology is coming out in the sphere of freedom, places to move, and we'll see from there.
I've moved to New Hampshire, and this is where I'm staking my flag, as far as I can tell. I mean, at the moment, I can't take part in most of these other projects anyway because they're outside of the United States. So
I think that
maybe one day.
If you want to do something today, New Hampshire's still a great choice. Now, what is it you're going to do? I often think getting involved in the political process is pretty tough. If you do become a rep, because he mentioned that he's living with a rep there, you're one of 400 people. What statistically is the likelihood that your vote is going to make a difference in any given vote? It's minute. And
yeah, except we have put a lot of free staters in the House of Representatives.
That's true. So, I mean, you're talking about the aggregate and, what if all Republicans or what if all Democrats thought the way you did? Then Trump or Biden or Clinton or whomever would get in the office. But as a legislator, my only vote that I've got is my own, and my only time that I get on the planet is my own, and I get to this, and I have to decide: do I want to sit through another legislative season where my vote may matter 1, 0, 1, 2 times? And that makes it tough for me to kind of internalize.
Well, I would agree. State rep in New Hampshire is probably not the best way to go if you actually want to be effective in politics. But maybe other people disagree. Let us know. 603-283-6160. Welcome to New Hampshire.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria, Mark, and Conan, and Rainbow, who has been in the studio all night. If you're not watching at vlive.freetalklive.com or twitch.freetalklive.com or any of the other 17 different video platforms that we're streaming to, then you're missing out on the kitty camera because she has just been in and out all night. She wants to join the conversation, from what we can tell. Because
she is a chatty Cathy.
She's never like that except last night and tonight.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, cat's mirror, and I think that's what she's attempting to do. She sees us all out here sitting.
And talking.
And talking. So yeah. She comes out here, and she sits, and she talks.
You know, I did, just today, put a whole bunch of catnip in the dehydrator.
Oh.
Maybe.
They love catnip.
They love it. It makes them crazy.
Bring some next week.
Maybe I was actually going to bring some. It'll be dry by that time next week.
They like it fresh, too.
But maybe she's smelling it on me.
It could be. But, I mean, she was out here last night doing it as well. Mm. So, who knows?
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I will bring some.
She said, I don't want to say it in an insulting fashion. She's an ordinary calico, but, man, is she just a sweet, sweet cat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She is a sweet cat.
Yeah.
I mean, as people have seen, she's just been sitting here.
She's one of the, there's two types of cats. The ones that'll show you their belly and then attack your hand, and the kinds that'll show you their belly and it's like, come on, pet me here. And she's definitely the latter, not the former. I was a little scared, I can tell you. My cat,
sure.
If you touch her belly, it's on. It's a fight.
I have both.
Cats are weird like that.
I have both variations, Mark.
Yep.
And they're both black. So if you don't have lights on and you are in a very black room and you just kind of reach out to pet a belly on a cat,
yeah,
and you grab the wrong one,
you're gonna get bit.
Well, you get the back legs.
Okay.
She's got these monster back leg claws and she'll go to town on you.
You know, the back legs is kind of them practicing disemboweling and you know what cats do, but my cat. Like, isn't going to do that. She's going to full-on attack.
Wow.
Because she feels like it's a threat. And, you know, she was supposed to be a barn cat. Somebody, she was a house cat. I got her because she was I was told she was a barn cat. In fact, she's just a house cat with problems. She came with the name Sybil, and we haven't changed it because she does have multiple personalities.
This is beyond my scope of television, I'm thinking.
She's
Sybil?
Sybil is a was some kind of show about a woman with multiple personality syndrome.
Huh. Never saw it.
But yeah. You were talking about other shows earlier. Apparently there's superhero shows.
Well, what I was going into is I've been watching superhero shows for 42 years, and I have noticed a very obvious evolution every 5-6 years. Sometimes you don't get anything. Of course, very early on, there was nothing. And then all of a sudden you had Batman with Michael Keaton and you know, the Tim Burton movie. And then that was breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you had, your Marvel movies, which really brought it to a whole new level, and the new Batmans and all. But something has happened just in the last couple of years where you don't have these true superheroes who are fighting for the cause, and they're there to just to kill to fight the bad guy and to save the world. Now we're entering into a new realm where you have superheroes basically with problems, human problems, kind of very similar to the way I see it to the Greek gods. Which, by the way, growing up, I was really into the Greek gods, and they had problems, man.
Well, you know, somebody else who was really into the Greek gods was Jack Kirby. And if you know anything about comics, you've heard this name. Jack Kirby is called the King, and for very good reason, because he's essentially the premier comic illustrator, ever. And he understood that the difference between superheroes and myths of old is vanishingly small. That these are people with problems and great storylines and all these sorts of things. So he borrowed liberally. I mean, think about the Thor franchise out there.
I mean, that one's pretty on the nose. It's literally a Norse god.
Yep. And but originally he was, I believe Thor was fighting for the Nazis, because
really?
Aryans and these sorts of things. This is way back.
Okay.
Whatever. I'd have to read a little bit more on that, but that's my understanding of it. Kirby also did the.
Plus, I mean, that's
invaders.
From the comic books. The comic books don't count.
Right. You get to decide, but the comic books are just Jack Kirby's, in many cases, interpretation of these stories, and he took a lot of stuff from the gods.
Hmm. Well, my first introduction to these superheroes with problems was like V for Vendetta and Watchmen, Alan Moore and Sin City, Frank Miller, and a lot of that, and I read the comic book before the movies came out, and I really liked, these really gritty, down-to-earth superheroes that could actually feel pain and be hurt and get smashed up, and they had issues.
Yeah.
And then you get the Marvel, and they're all perfect, and they're all beautiful, and they can do whatever.
I'd make the point that Marvel made its money by having flawed heroes. Spider-Man.
Compared to the heroes that I'm talking about, they're not flawed at all.
Right. They took Stan Lee's philosophy, and they turned up the dial, and now you have these almost anti-heroes,
right?
That they're passing off as superheroes, and that's fine, right? Like as long as it's a compelling story. And I've been watching something called Invincible, or
that's the one I'm gonna. That's the review I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it's quite something. Yeah, it's worth watching.
I watched it 2 weeks ago. It's an animated. Series based on a comic book that I've never seen before, never heard of until now, and it basically embraces this anti-hero type where you have a bunch of characters with all special skills and different personalities, and they're all working together, but they're all F-ups, they're all screw-ups.
Yeah.
And that to me is really attractive to the conversation. And I don't want perfect beings that can just do anything that they want. I want them to have flaws. I want them to be able to die. I want them to be able to get hurt and maybe make room for the next guy. And that's what Invincible is. It's basically you have heroes with issues and with problems and can be hurt. quite possible.
Well, I mean, who wants to watch a movie about a character who is invulnerable and immortal? That's not fun.
You already know the outcome. Welcome Superman right there, which is why I never liked Superman.
Superman's issue was America's ego, though. Superman was never supposed to be this invincible, indestructible dude who could do anything he wanted. He just got more and more powerful because he was a symbol of what the United States thought of itself.
That's true. So Superman was supposed to be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, as opposed to be able to fly and hover in space with no effort or anything like that.
I mean, if he could fly in space, then why on earth did they have to put him in a pod to get him off of Krypton? Just chuck him out there. He'll be fine, right?
Anyways, Invincible is playing. It's on Amazon right now.
What more?
It's only like eight episodes, and it looks like there's might have been a little bit of a cliffhanger, so there might be some more coming. I haven't read the comics, and I'm afraid to read the comics because I just want to be awed and inspired by this television version, and I definitely recommend it. It's called Invincible, and it's on Amazon right now or however else you can get it.
It's bloody, and it'll change your opinion on superheroes, but yeah.
Now there's another kind of. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I just want to make the point that why didn't they just chuck Superman off of Krypton? The reason is that Krypton had a red sun, and Superman was just a normal baby on Krypton. And when Kal-El decided to, send him off because they're dying, one would wonder why they didn't have a better escape pod and the whole family goes. But whatever. He was, a vulnerable baby when he left Krypton. It's when he came to our solar system and had the yellow sun that he became this, more powerful being. And then it depends on which iteration and generation of Superman that you consider to be the accurate one as to how invulnerable he was.
Apollo, the sun god.
Well, there's a lot to this, right?
Yep.
And by the way, I'll go so far as to say this, is if you're going to, just pick a god without reading any religious texts, the sun's an excellent one, right? Like, it's consistent.
Well, the sun's the ultimate inspiration for all earthly religions.
All life.
Including Christianity.
I think that it is for Christianity. I'm not sure that that's entirely true all around, but I would say that, it's the life giver. So, sure.
Close runner-up, once you've watched Invincible and you're still looking for some more, there's another one on Netflix that's called Jupiter's Legacy. I'm saying it's a cross between The Boys and Lost. It's actually pretty good. Kind of hokey, but I definitely recommend that one as well.
Worth checking out, it sounds like. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere. We're online in the meantime. You can talk with us at chat.freetalk.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.